Good morning, beloveds. Psalm 78 this morning, and it's verse 17 and 18.
Yet they sinned still more against him, rebelling against the Most High in the desert. They tested God in their heart by demanding the food they craved.
Okay, here we see the problem with the old covenant was. Okay, the old covenant was. This is what God requires because of who he is, and you've got to do it, and then he will bless you. And we just see the failings of that covenant, us not even mankind without Christ weren't able to do it. And so it actually, the law, the old covenant was so that they could come to that place of saying, Lord, we need your help. You need to help us, because as we can see here, it's their desires was wrong. It wasn't the desires of God, and because their heart was wrong. And this is so the beauty of the new covenant, God had to deal with the heart. And we see that even with Jesus and his disciples. I mean, Jesus himself came, he walked with them, he taught them, and yet they couldn't fulfill the commandments, and the commandments being what the Lord had said, well, what the Lord was presently saying, not the Ten Commandments, but the word of the Lord. Remember on the Mount when Jesus went to pray, and he said he was getting God's will there, because that's so important. As we can see here, they couldn't stay in the will of God. So he was saying, take this cup away, but not my will, your will. And then he perceived he needs to die. And his death was so important, so because it was his death, with him paying the price, becoming sin on our behalf, he could send the Holy Spirit, and then that Holy Spirit could bring about a new birth, circumcising our heart, taking away, just as circumcision removes a portion, so that you can be more effective. And so God's Holy Spirit comes and circumcises our heart so we can serve the living God. And sorry, back to the where he was praying on the mount, where he was praying for the, no, it was in the garden, where he was praying for, take this cup away. And then you see there, the understanding that got him to go pay the price was that they are willing, but they can't do it. And what is that showing? That was just showing that they want to do it, but the powers of Satan is too strong for them. So it was confirmation for him. This was God motivating him. Just as when we pray God's will, God shows us the right way so that we can stay in the desires of God. And that's what happened there with Jesus. So he paid the price, went up into heaven, opened the door for a new covenant, made the Holy Spirit available to circumcise our heart, and then to pour his love, pour the love of God, pour the destiny, pour, bring about the plan of God for our lives, writing the law on our hearts and then on our mind, and then we are able to do it in the body. So this is the blessings of a new covenant, circumcised in the heart, and then it's so important, and it's so beautiful. This relationship needs to be day by day. It can't be every now and again, or every Sunday, or for some people every Saturday, or one day when you can meet with a priest to confess your sins. It needs to be a walk with your God every day, taking up your cup daily. Amen. Daily living in the will of God, abiding in his word, and letting him open up his word to you. That's John 15. If you abide in me and my word abides in you, you desire. Can you see where the right desires come? The right desires come when you're in fellowship with the Most High God. Then he works in you. You're not looking around, comparing yourselves with others. That's where you get an adulterous heart. And you receive nothing from God, but your heart is set apart to serve the living God, because it's from that platform that you are directed. From that platform you speak, and it's from that platform you do. God working in you to will and to do according to his good pleasure. Amen.
Amen.